Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jane Hoffman. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. I'm loading the show now. Tonight's topic is on the state Supreme Court level, Wisconsin has voted in a more left-leaning judge, which is probably going to change the future fabric of abortion rulings and capability of women to have abortions. Also, Donald Trump, he has a 34 felony counts that supposedly stemmed from violating state and federal election laws at the advent and during the middle and end of his campaign. And that's the approach they're taking. Also, Stormy Daniels herself was required or will be required to pay back the Trump family $120,000 in court fees. With that, I'm cutting to a song till the other join in. One moment, please.
For you. Yeah.
wrote that song after near the time of his father's death. His partner was named Slick. We have three hosts on the line, and I just want to, I have been ill ever since I got COVID March 15th. Tonight is my first night off, and I am taking most of the weekend off. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I'm just going to read a clip from the court system results in Wisconsin, and there was also some other ballot measures on the ballot that I didn't have time to research, but it involved criminal rights after they get off parole, bail, and another topic. Democrats have scored a major off-election victory in Wisconsin, winning the state's open Supreme Court seat and flipping control of the courts back to the liberals for the first time in 15 years. Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz won the hotly contested race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, according to the race that was called by the AP early on in the evening. She defeated former state Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly. Spending in the campaign shattered the previous national record for state Supreme Court elections. The win by Protasiewicz came at a pivotal time for the courts and for the Democratic voters who carried her to office. Justices are all but certain to hear a challenge to Wisconsin's pre-Civil War abortion ban, and I'll get into that. They've likely to reconsider a lawsuit that could overturn Wisconsin's Republican-drawn legislative map. So there was a ban in 1849 of any abortion, except for when the life of the mother was at risk. Now, I'm trying to think what kind of abortion procedure did they have in 1849. Barring the unexpected, the victory also assures that liberals will hold a majority on the court ahead of next year's presidential election when Wisconsin, the perennial swing state, is expected to be pivotal again in the race for the White House. If election lawsuits are filed in state court, Protasiewicz will be any of the seven justices who will have a final say. I'm just going to call her P because she has her last name has like four syllables. As Janet P approached the stage for her victory speech, the crowd at the St. Kate Hotel in downtown Milwaukee erupted, and some of her closest supporters danced on stage. I'm skipping now to the more interesting part. Dan Kelly, her opponent, raised a lot of money through certain conservative groups, and I'm going to tell you what that is. Kelly downplayed his political views and brought his Republican resume to the race, meaning all the offices he ever held. However, he had lost one election race in 2020 and returned to his private law practice. Kelly's biggest financial backers included Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in a group called Fair Courts America, which is funded by GOP mega donor Richard Ulion. Now, why do all these people have messed up last names? It's U-I-H-L-E-I-N, Ulion. Together, they spent more than $10 million on ads, criticizing sentences handed down by Protasiewicz as a judge in Milwaukee County. While money from Kelly and conservative groups came in heavy during the closing weeks of the campaign, Janet P. was able to counter with a fundraising haul that was previously unheard in a judicial race. She raised $14 million for this seat. The bulk of that money came in from transfers from the state Democratic Party. It shattered an old record. Okay, I'm going to stop there because when I'm sick, I don't read well. Also, in the Trump Federal 34 felony count, their main premise was that he violated state and federal election laws, and he concealed the purpose of his money expenditures on the books, and that aggressive judge that initiated this case dug into his past and he felt like he had legitimate concern to press charges. I'm bringing the people in to the show in the order they called in. Good evening, Pianchi. How are you?
I got a little to say about Trump. If anybody
you
can't
can,
figure it
as I bring in the other hosts one by one. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, people can't figure it out, so I don't know what to tell them. As far as Wisconsin, you know, the Constitution said what it said. The judge is supposed to apply the law. If it's a state law, they're supposed to apply the state law.
Well, even the analysis in National Public Radio, they couldn't figure out if they were going after Trump based on state laws or federal laws.
No, I'm talking about
and
your
John
judge.
And Don are on the air as well.
Well, those things that this DA is going after Trump on, he lists 34 charges. And he said, plus others. Well, what is the plus others? Did you answer
well,
that?
I'm hoping you guys will fill in those sentences since I still have a bad
And what
and
about
it was
the
my
statute
only, The only reason I got a day off is because it was a snow day.
Yeah, well, what about the statute of limitations? And also, the state is not supposed to charge federally. And previous federal attempts said, hell no, it's nothing there. And the statute of limitation has ran out 5 years on the state. I'm sorry, the federal and 2 years on the state. So I don't care to talk much about that.
It's all right. Everybody knows it's politically motivated. But the key is that the guy who was behind it was successful in bringing this to the court.
Well, he's a lousy prosecutor anyway. You hear about the one case where he charged a man who was defending himself a murder, and everything is on video, and had the man, the victim, the criminal shot him was in the garage that was attempting to break in the cars, and he was struggling with the criminal with a gun. The criminal shot him, and he shot the criminal and killed him. He goes to the hospital, then the DA looks at it and wants to arrest the victim and has him handcuffed to his bed.
I didn't hear about
that,
but the Manhattan District Attorney, his name is Alvin Bragg, and he contends that Trump falsified business records to conceal damaging information from 2016 through the vote.
And then again,
now,
it would have been Trump directly.
You're right. It is 7 years later. We are now in 2023.
It wouldn't have been Trump directly. It would have been his accounting firm. But anyway.
Well, it's also the lowest level felony. It's a Class E felony. And that's the lowest level that qualifies for a felony status. Each check that Alvin Bragg is contending was processed by the Trump Organization and disguised as a monthly payment for legal services under a retainer agreement. In truth, there was no retainer agreement, the statement read. Manhattan is home to the country's most significant business market, Bragg said in the charges. We cannot allow New York businesses to manipulate their records to cover up criminal conduct. Why don't we defer to John so he knows more about this, and then Don can jump in at any time?
Go ahead, please.
John?
Well, good evening. Good evening, Jane.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Perfectly well.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, this is, you know, what's sad about this is that this week, China has hooked up deals with Brazil and India and Russia and South Africa to start trading in their own currency. And they're not going to use the dollar. And they're forming a security block. And the one person, you know, if you think about the last 6 years, the one guy that was over there shaking hands or meeting people or bringing them over, remember when the leader of India came over here and he spoke at a stadium and it was a big event?
I just want to clarify something. Are you changing the topic already?
Okay, well, let me put it into focus.
Why don't you just address
the
Trump charges? I have one last direct question for you. Bragg's case rests on the idea that Trump regularly employed a catch-and-kill scheme to bury negative information and that he orchestrated the scheme with America Media and Company that publishes the National Enquirer. So could you just address the
Trump
things and then talk about the currency problem?
Sure. They've been trying to get him before he was even elected. If you recall, they went after Michael Flynn the first week he was in office, and Trump had appointed in his cabinet. And then the next 3 years, Trump, remember, he was facing Russian collusion, and they had four different subpoenas that they were, you know, tapping him. And then at the end of the day, it was realized that Hillary Clinton started Russian collusion. So they've been trying to nail him. This is all they can come up with. Hillary Clinton took money paid from her campaign and paid for the Russian collusion scheme. She did the same thing. And it's a felony. You know, she destroys her phones, her laptop, 30,000 emails. Those are felonies. And remember what the FBI did. They said, well, we're going to change that from felony to just really careless misconduct, basically. So you can get anyone. If they start investigating every person, how they do their book, you'll find something. But the point is he upgraded it to a felony. Bragg has over 50% of his cases. He's downgraded criminals from felonies to misdemeanors. So he's only making an exception for Donald Trump. And he said before,
I think
he
should have narrowed it down to like three felonies because that would be easier to convict. The media-driven charges come from four incidents that I briefly want to discuss. The first instance came from the fall of the election when AMI paid $30,000 to a former Trump Tower doorman who claimed he had a story that Trump fathered a child outside of his marriage. Then the second one came from Karen McDougal, the former Playboy, alleged she had an affair with Trump while he was married. And Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, and AMI CEO David Pecker had a series of discussion about who should pay off McDougal to secure her silence. The third one was AMI paid her $150,000 on the understanding from Cohen that Trump or his business would reimburse the publisher on the advice of the AMI's general counsel. Just remember, AMI is affiliated with the National Enquirer. And the last incident was that $130,000 was paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the election to suppress her allegations of an affair. Well, this is all pretty tawdry.
The question is, politicians have sex and pay for silence all the time. Celebrities, entertainers, they do it through their books, they pay cash, or they do all kinds of stuff. Who cares? He didn't go kill someone. He didn't go bankrupt the country or something like that, or sell arms and you know, kill 500,000 people in other countries with drones. He didn't do any of that. This is something. Do you care what someone did 15 years ago on a sexual thing and they paid someone off on the side? No one really cares. You put it from one account to the other.
I honestly don't care, but I think that Trump is harsh on his opponents when they make mistakes. And I feel like it's water under the bridge. He's not president anymore. And this will only secure
this
his...
will make me want to vote for him three times in a row.
Well,
and
it's
going to
make
John,
his original supporters want to support him more. Now, I don't know
and
if he has the power
to. People,
yeah.
A lot of people who wasn't his original supporters going to support. But let's leave that alone. Let's look at the charges. John, it's not illegal to pay hush money. But guess what?
No.
In some cases, it can be illegal to accept it. And Stormy Daniels was ordered to pay Trump close to $300,000 the first time around. And I think she's been hit with another $122,000.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning of the show. She's been hit with another $120,000 demand to pay Trump back.
Well,
I honestly
don't
care about Trump at all. I just don't want him to come back in the political sphere.
Why come you don't want his policies to be implemented? Look at where we are today.
Our country was screwed up long before Trump.
The country was doing great when Trump implemented the policies that he put in. I mean, what policies? I just ask people, what policies you don't like?
He was too harsh on foreigners, that he felt like most foreign countries were outsiders and we're all insiders, and he didn't have a good diplomatic approach.
How was he too hard on foreigners? Somebody please tell me that. Exactly. Give me some details.
He didn't want to shoulder the burden of NATO expenses in our military coalition that we've had an agreement for.
He wanted them to pay their share because
right.
we pay for
you're
all of it.
You're absolutely right. Don't you think that they should pay their own share? You think that America should be providing protection for them? And by the way, they do pay America for their military bases, but that's not
Germany
NATO.
Germany has
that's
been instrumental in keeping Europe stable with the size of their country and their capacity, and so has Poland. Why are you guys attacking me? I'm just bringing up hot topics.
No, I'm asking you the question. You're the one that's making the statement. What policy is
I feel
is
like he's a very personally unappealing person that divides a lot of people, and he's bad for our political system.
Give us an example, please, ma'am. Please, an
example. The way that he treated Ted Cruz and Mark Rubio in the early stages of the election process.
Do you mean during the campaign debates?
Yes, he mistreated
them. All right,
now
hang on real quick. Well, what did Kamala Harris say about Biden?
I don't know, but I didn't ever tell you guys who I voted for.
Well, that's politics. They do that. What did Romney say about Obama? John, what did Kamala Harris say about Biden? And what did everybody say about Kamala Harris?
Oh, yeah. They were ripping each other apart.
Absolutely. So what other policy about him? And that's not a policy. That was a procedure that goes on in all politics. They have debates. So what policy
I will address this topic towards the end of the show. I would like to get more of John and Don's input.
Well, I'm not trying to attack you, but I hear people make these broad brush statements, and then when you ask them, well, give me the detail. They can't do it.
I don't like the way that he treated others. I thought his policy to Chinese trade was too harsh.
You thought that his policy to Chinese trade was too harsh when you have a country that manipulates the value of their currency. They falsely manipulate.
He's the kind of person that won't come clean. Like if he's in the wrong, he won't admit it.
He mobilized his base,
especially on January 6th, and he couldn't accept defeat.
On January the 6th, you had Ray Epps telling everybody to come into you got to go inside, And it's known that you had CIA and FBI operatives in the front of everybody. Trump's the people that left Trump's rally, which occurred, which started an hour late, when they got there, all the other stuff was going down.
I don't think he's a citizen of the people. I think he's not loving and inclusive and
brings
people together. I think he divides people, and he's constantly on his bully pulpit and talking badly about the other party.
Those are not policies. What are the policies about?
And I also think
that
QAnon thing was distorted, and it was like a secret way to for people who were out of the loop to feel included.
You mean QAnon? You mean the guy with the horns on that was in the Capitol building?
No, I'm talking about the online organization on Reddit that was constantly feeding people pieces of information about behind-the-scenes things in the Trump administration and about his political enemies. It was all happened online.
Yeah.
It didn't happen out in
the
public.
He didn't have anything to do with it. It couldn't have been him because
John illegally, I would say. I'm not saying he did, but some of the gestures he made in public were that he was an insider and he was misleading his base. Now, with that, I'm going to stop talking because I've been sick for 3 weeks.
Because you have not been able to substantiate your claims with
details. I don't have to.
Well, I'm not listening. I don't pay no attention to what you say.
Good for you. Let's defer to Don.
Don, can you get any details out of what she said with her broad brush?
Well,
and not just her. It's a lot of people that does that.
Yeah, well, I mean, politicians have a way to make money. And whether it be always on the up and up or sometimes a little shady or downright corrupt, they need to make sure that they are reelected. So that's number one priority over family, God, and country. So they'll do anything, and it sometimes takes whatever it takes. Now, in terms of 34 counts, there's going to be
Don,
a situation.
I just have one last thing to say. He fired my hero, James Comey, and he obstructed the Mueller investigation. Now keep going, Don.
No.
He did not obstruct.
OB.
He did not.
Okay, I'm
going to
defer the floor to Don. I'm putting myself on mute because I'm sick and I don't have to do this show.
Look, I mean, the man is the most corrupt president probably we've ever had. So it's just, go with that.
Yeah, but how is that, Don? John, please explain. I'm very ignorant. I only finished the third grade. Please explain to me.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you know anything about economics, he did a fantastic job when he had the chance the first about 6 months of bringing in and also cajoling deals that brought in manufacturing and jobs. He did a fantastic job. And then COVID hit, and he had to deal with one of the most, to me, divisive decisions America that probably almost ever had, besides whether they would include themselves in World War I and World War II. But, for the most part, we're looking at the fact that we're going to have to rebuild. And he was doing something with the economics that would have eventually given us inflation anyway. So when everybody...
Inflation. And could you explain inflation to me, please? I was told that
right.
The borrowing
more
of money
supply,
by the federal government increases
supply.
Inflation. Could you explain that, please? I only finished third grade.
Why don't you stop, damn it. But anyway, I don't even know what you're talking about. Inflation is just supply and demand, simplified. So people are paying more for more scarce goods. And in this particular instance, the scarce goods was not necessarily our fault. It was the supply chains that developed. And, you know, it was incredible.
Well, can I say something? Can I ask you a question about that, please?
We depend on China. China is our...
Can I ask you a question on that, please?
Parasite. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say the inflation. I was paying $1.65 a gallon during the time that Donald Trump was president.
So, inflation happens. It would have happened anyway. And that's only because when everybody has money, there is a run on consumerism. When there's a run on consumerism, then you've got, it's happened in the housing industry. And this is before Biden. But when you've got a...
So you say when everybody had money, you mean when consumers... You mean the consumers had more money to put in their pockets due to tax decreases? Okay, yes. My taxes decreased.
I know it. And guess what? There's inflation that's taking that its place. Everything has to have a substitute or a displacement or, as I just said, a parasitic organization or entity that lives off of something else. So in the economic terms, inflation is when, you know, you've got so much money that you can't, that the goods will go up. Because and partially because of greed, but basically because of scarcity. So, you know,
well, what happens when people save their money?
they save their money.
They're not spending it. They save their money. What happens then?
The government doesn't give a shit if you save your money or not, as long as they get your taxes. But
they're under him, taxes went down, both at the personal level.
That's going to cause inflation much faster. This is not a bi-centric situation. We were beginning.
Yeah, but it only causes, you know, when you're talking about prices, that only occur when you have people running to buy. Now, if people don't run and buy and things sit on the shelf, then they got to lower prices to move that inventory, which they did.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You got the gist of what I'm talking about.
Prices didn't go up. The prices went down in order to spur people on to move those
prices
in the inventory.
Yeah, but then your inventory is sold. And you will not have any inventory, so what little inventory you may have.
John, I think you're mistaken.
When you buy shit, you are depleting inventory.
But listen, hang on before you go too much further. You have to get stuff off the shelf before its expiration date because you got trucks ready to bring more stuff in.
You don't have an expiration on a teddy bed. You don't have an expiration on Mattel, at Barbie's. You don't have an expiration.
Barbie,
on
you mean stuff
like
that you usually buy around Christmas time?
We buy it anytime there's a birthday, anytime. I don't know if you have.
Yeah, but those are not necessary consumable items. That's luxury spending. I don't buy no.
That's what you do when you have
wait a minute. Hang on for a second.
That's
I can't understand this because.
It. When you have,
I don't have kids,
you have
I got to buy Barbie dolls.
Fucker, you do have a third grade education. You when you have money, you spend.
Yeah. No, I don't. Most people save.
Who cares what you do? I'm talking about the principle of supply and demand and inflation. I don't give a fuck what you do. This is just about how.
Why are you getting angry, man?
This is about how the system works. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to tell you what's real. What is real is that we would have had the inflation situation anyway because we were getting towards full employment. when you're at full employment, everybody's got money, everybody's spending money, and there will be deficits in chicken, in beef, in Barbie dolls. There are going to be deficits, and that causes an increase in prices. It's a simple principle. It's a simple, simple
well,
principle.
Well, let me say this. When Donald Trump was in office, chicken was not as high as it is now. Surely gasoline wasn't. And other staples like milk and eggs was not. Milk and eggs is high as hell nowadays. They weren't as high when he was in office.
We had $3 gas.
That's because there was contaminated damage on over 50% of the eggs that were being produced.
What? They had
to, and now I have a counter argument for you that I'm going to interject in the show in 15 minutes.
Who? You have a counter argument for me?
No, for Bianca, who at this point tonight is creating problems.
That's all right.
How are you creating a problem because we ask questions?
Because
you sound like a school board that don't want parents to ask questions.
But
the only thing I've been focused on is the LSU Iowa women's NCAA tournament.
And my kid is at LSU. He graduated. He continued to go to LSU. And LSU is not sending their team to the White House.
Good.
Sure.
Because they're mad at a comment Joe Biden made.
She's an ignorant fool. Why would you invite a winner and a losing team? Go ahead, John. I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir.
No. I'm just summarizing, saying that this is easy economics, and you know it. And I don't know why you're questioning some of the answers when I am answering you. I'm answering your question. So
well, I really, because of my own personal experiences and what I see when I travel and look at prices, I don't go along with that because, like I said before, during the time that he was president, he reduced taxes. You know the funny thing about it? People was pissed because they didn't get much back on their income tax return. Now, this goes to show you the intelligence of the public. The public was pissed because, well, I didn't get as much back on my income tax return this year as I did before Trump. Well, the people said, yeah, but you're getting the money on your check, your pay period every time. Oh, I didn't know that.
The reason the eggs are high is because the avian flu has decimated the chicken farmers, causing 58 million chickens to be affected. It has nothing to do with Biden.
What about bread? And beef?
I can still get bread for $1.29 in our stores.
Hey, I paid $23 for a pot roast.
That's a lot of money.
And matter of fact, I went back today and bought another one, so I got two. $46 and two pot roasts.
And you're not telling us how many pounds they are. That determines, are you got a 15-pound pot roast for $26, you got a deal.
They're not 15 pounds, they're about 2.5. But no, I'm still waiting on people to compromise on his policy. How about his school choice policy? You saying that's not good? Nobody wants that. The NAACP don't want it. Teachers unions don't want it. They don't want parents to have that type of authority over their children.
I told you that I got, me and my partner got an acknowledgement from the school district here that the parents have no authority over their children's information from the school. The school district is effectively the guardian of the children.
Well, let me tell you what the state of Louisiana is passing. I got 9 bills here. Somebody asked me to go on. 1, all sexual material will be banned from minors, period, regardless of, even if the parents want it. If they're a child, they're not supposed to be exposed to sexual material. Number three, the next one is on churches. Churches are considered to have fundamental rights. And what we've seen during COVID, when sheriff was telling congregations they couldn't meet, they can't do that no more. Another thing, a person in school is to be referred to by their biological birth. None of these special pronouns. There won't be any special money from the likes of Soros or his funded organization coming into election campaigns in Louisiana. Bible will be a course offered to students, especially in high school. Bible studies. Parents will have fundamental rights over their children. Otherwise, in other words, the parent is the knows best for their children. Then you got there will be exceptions for immunization. You know, when people claim a religious exemption and so forth, it has to be recognized. It cannot be dismissed. Louisiana will not be mandated by foreign organizations like WHO, the NIH, and any other organization that wants to impose their regulations on the people of Louisiana, saying that they need to be mandated and take shots and, you know, things of that nature. And the last one, no child under the age shall be undergo or forced to undergo any gender reassignment, puberty blockers. That's a good thing. Those will become the law in the state of Louisiana.
So the child will be introduced by her by their biological. Gender?
If they were born a female, if they were born with female, as long as they're in the school, they are going to be addressed as their biological birth, what they were when they was born.
Right.
Don't you think that's a good thing?
Well, it's, I think that's in our legislative session this time, too. So I'll be dealing with something like that. I was just with
the parent has fundamental rights. They can't do like Joe Biden when he put teachers under Title IX, where the teacher is supposed to know best for the child than the parents. In other words, teachers have been able to instruct students. Like you had the one case where a student was made to read from a book about lesbianism. You had another case where a boy was made to wear a dress and the father was irate when he found that out. He came to the school. See, you can't do that. You have to be – if the parents don't want that, then they got a right to say, that's our child. I know best for my child.
Okay, can I interject now why I don't like Trump? Or what I
what
felt
policy?
Like he did wrong?
Is this personal or is it policy? Is it personal? I can't argue with you about the person.
It's
I'm
behavior.
Talking about the policy. I can't
he
argue with that.
He called the Georgia secretary after the election, tried to persuade him that he did not lose the election and that he should do a vote recount. That's a behavior.
Okay, hang on for a second. Hang on for a second. You said he called the Georgia Secretary of State. Well, that was, he did not call the Georgia, he didn't tell the Georgia Secretary of State to go out and change votes. All politicians do that to try to get more votes for them, for their party. Just like you have people call him up to come, like for instance, you had Sanders come to Chicago and speak on behalf of the guy that won the mayoral re-election in Chicago.
He made a one-hour phone call to Brad Raffensperger, haranguing the GOP official to find just enough votes to nullify Biden's narrow win in that state. In other words, he wanted them to cherry pick certain votes out of the totals in order for him to win.
Well,
it's
where did
legal
he find out that he said that he wanted to
do it? When they pulled that shit, when they showed that on TV, him talking right to Brad, that was when I knew that this shit was going to hit the fan, because that was illegal as hell.
Well, he didn't tell the man to go out and do anything wrong.
He told him
to find
enough votes
there
to nullify Biden's victory. He filed dozens of meritless lawsuits alleging fraud.
Find me 11,310 votes. And he said, no, I need that 11,311 votes to beat him. And then he kind of chuckled.
I have a friend that's living in Alabama. Not Alabama, but Atlanta. And he talked how the next day after the election, people was coming by his house to collect ballots after the election. I can get him on the line if you want to talk to him.
Depends what the votes were for.
No, I know what he's talking about. It's called curing. When you have to hear, when you are unsure of a signature of the validity of a ballot, you go and recheck the person who sent it in to make sure that they're, you know, did everything or any affidavit need to be signed, whatever the case may be. But it's called curing. Just look it up.
Well, that may
also
be the case.
Also, he tried to coerce Vice President Pence to unlawfully override the Electoral College and block Biden's victory in Congress.
Well, you had
what
several
you
states.
Say
that, you had
what
several states that was. You had several states that wanted their ballots back. They have a right to ask for them.
He also fired Comey during, and he, in the Mueller investigation, he didn't cooperate, and he made constant remarks on TV about the unfairness of it. He didn't act like
unfair.
And Hillary didn't like the fact that she was investigated a month before the election, and she kept her mouth shut. And she didn't know if...
Well, Hillary Clinton paid for a dossier that was illegal. She paid for a dossier that was to benefit her campaign. Not only that...
And John talked about that numerous times.
Well, Don is on the point. Thank you, Don.
No, it was John. John's talked about it numerous times.
Well, thank you, John. You was on point. I really don't want to be trying to defend. Like I say, I'm talking about policies. Policies. What policies?
I know you are. Let me just sum it up with this, because I don't want to spend the whole show on Donald Trump. We live in a very contentious country right now. I don't like his personality and how he navigates the political system, and I think he's a negative person. David James Barber wrote a piece in the 1980s about presidential personalities. I think he's an active negative president, that all of his criteria for making statements and judgments is based on what somebody else is doing wrong. And he doesn't see any of his own faults. So basically, my main contention with Trump is that I don't like his personality, and I would rather have a smooth-talking politician who maybe colors a certain situation better than it is, than have someone who's always bluntly accusing other people.
Mm. Well,
I'm not a Trump hater. He annoys me, and I don't
want
him back in the political
hemisphere. I respect that. That's all right. She can be a hater.
I am not a hater, John. I think our country has gone to hell in a handbasket, and our whole political system needs to be revamped.
Well,
we had no wars under Trump. He did not get us into any wars. He met with Kim Jong-un. Now Kim Jong-un is shooting missiles all over the place. India shook hands with China to join the security bloc. Saudi Arabia signed to be in the security bloc and to trade with China. Remember when Trump went over to Saudi Arabia and he was like a king when he entered? He went to India. They had a stadium sold out. And him and Modi, they were talking, and it was good. Now these people are talking to China and making deals with them. South Africa is dealing with China. So our policy has been terrible. Biden has totally massacred and gotten us into war and gotten us off of the gas where we're independent. Now we're waiting for Saudi Arabia to produce oil for us. These countries are going to stick with gas and oil while we're trying to go green, and it's a disaster. When they pull out of the dollar as the currency for the world, we're going to collapse, and you're going to see inflation.
I agree
like
with
you
on
seen.
The energy policy. I don't think Biden should have canceled the pipeline or the multi-mining in Minnesota.
You're going to be working four effective jobs when they come off the dollar.
I don't feel our country has a strong military, and that's about it. We're going to be approaching World War III pretty soon, and then it's going to be a spiritual battle. No, it's not. Our lives are not going to be contingent on what country we live in, but if we trust in God and save our souls.
Well, the other side trusts in God, too. Russia trusts in God. China trusts in God. But let me ask John this question.
No, they don't. China is not a religious country.
China does have Catholic churches.
Not that many.
I'm saying Christian churches. And they have Buddhism. But, John, what I was going to ask you, why come there's no accountability to make sure that the money that's being sent to Ukraine is being spent correctly? As agreed upon, there's no accountability whatsoever.
It's terrible, and we won't spend any money to secure our borders. Biden's a nightmare, an absolute financial nightmare. And you know what? Swiss banks just folded up. USB had to bail them out. And you're going to see China is going to buy up Mexico and South America. And they're going to choke us out. You're going to be losing all your money's going to get devalued, and it's not going to be worth anything. And we'll be like Venezuela, and you're going to be saying, "But Donald Trump was such a bad person. He was trying to save us from that, trying to get us on gold." So I don't understand. You like being in all these wars in the Middle East and fighting again and having Russia and China ready to face off with us? We didn't have that under Trump.
You didn't have pipelines. Joe Biden admitted that he was the cause of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline being blown up, which doesn't make any sense. It wasn't Putin. If Putin wanted to cut the gas to Germany, he just turned a valve. But Joe Biden is on tape, on video, admitting that he caused it to be blown up. He's a lunatic.
I was hoping for a more intellectual debate on the Trump matter, and I regret even bringing his name up. But there was a Texas church this week that there was a shooting a few years ago, and they received a payout from the Air Force because the Air Force failed to put on the male shooter that he had been a product of domestic abuse, and he would not have been able to get a gun had they put that on his record, and all the people that died in the Texas church mass shooting in 2017 got a payout today.
Well, the last few mass shooters have been on puberty blockers. And I think that any person that's been on a puberty blocker should not be allowed to have a gun nor go into the military.
What's
anyone
a puberty
that has been on
blocker?
Ritalin,
someone who's planning to change sexes?
Basically, yes. Anyone that had been on the drug Ritalin was not allowed to join the military.
I agree with certain restrictions in the military. They have tougher requirements now, and you have to be a certain weight. You have to be in excellent physical shape to get in. I was just going to mention to you before we change the topic that the name of the Southern First Baptist Church in Texas was called Sutherland Springs. And the person that did the mass shooting was an Air Force veteran.
He was probably sick.
Probably sick in the head.
Probably.
And also, you know, his name was Devin Patrick Kelly. He was born in Texas, and he killed 26 people, an unborn child, and wounded 22 others before killing himself. It was the deadliest mass shooting in Texas history.
Well, that sounds like
I'm just bringing it up because I thought we could change the topic. And the other thing is I won't have another show if I'm sick and I don't have time to research things. I was just doing it because I had an extra day off that was unplanned, and I missed having you guys in the conversation. Before you guys
Well, you don't
all
have to be explaining. You don't have to
you know,
be
sometimes I just like having the dialogue, being that we have 6 months of winter up here, and the streets are still icy and cold, and it's a nice release for me. But I think a lot of our country is bullshit. Like, I think a lot of people genuinely don't care if people get abortions. They're just wrapped up in the debate of liberals versus conservatives. I dated a conservative in Colorado for over 2 years. And one time I texted him, I said, I have something to tell you. And he wrote back, are you pregnant? I said, no, I'm past the childbearing stage. And all he did is rant about how bad abortions are. And then when he thought I was pregnant, I think he was extremely fearful of paying for a child to be born into the world again and having to help pay for it. So I think a lot of people are full of shit. They don't really care how many women get abortions, black or white. They only want people to be productive and work.
Well, I think that if any woman has had an abortion, that the male that she is about to get engaged with, that she should reveal that to him.
I agree.
And
I don't think women should sneak around.
I think that any male that has been on the down low, or home, they should reveal that to the woman. And I also think if a cross-dresser is sitting across from you at dinner and you think it's a female and it's a male, that they should reveal who they are also.
Well, I think a lot of these particular topics generate moral convictions. But really, how many of us really associate with people who are far out of the mainstream? Like, I only have one gay friend, and I worked with him in a middle school in California. I'll probably never see him again. So, I mean, I don't really interact with drag queens and cross-dressers and people like that. But then if a woman decides to have 3 or 4 kids on the welfare system, then those people get condemned too.
This is way too much work, way too much expense. It takes people to keep records and process things, and that's unnecessary for a free country. If you're a cross-dresser and you're sitting across from a person at dinner and they can't tell you a cross-dresser, that's their fault. Tell them to fuck themselves.
Well, I sent you guys a Center for Disease Control information on immigrants. Immigrants, you had legal and illegal, and their status, especially with receiving Medicaid, their poverty status, they're in the double digit in poverty status, you know, like 30, 40, some of them even 50%.
Wow.
So the government is paying for them. You got the information. Look at it.
Well, I just found out last night at work that this one girl disagrees with Minnesota procedures when someone is identified as a drug addict. Some of them are still getting free housing and free food stamps and things of that nature, or at least reduced income level housing. So I think if someone's diagnosed with drugs, they can go through a treatment program, but I don't think they should be bankrolled to live for free. So we've been on the air an hour. Is there any major topics that John, Don, or Bianchi want to discuss? Or should we just hold off till next week?
There's a lot of topics out there you can be talking about.
Yeah, we can talk about reparations when we finally get over to all this bullshit that y'all be talking about.
I don't
about.
Have nothing to say about reparations.
Don't bring that up tonight.
It's
just another contention. We have talked about it on over 30 shows.
Yeah, well, they want to do $800 billion. They want $800 billion, and our economy in California is $300 billion. They want to basically spend nothing for anything except black empowerment for the next 2 or 3 years. That's how crazy it is. They want to forgive all house loans.
You could give black $5 million within a certain period, they'd be back worse than what they are now.
Exactly. Exactly. So the consumerism is alive and well. You're going to give, of course, that won't be the program. But if hypothetically you give any race but African-Americans, that buddy will be gone in a year. So, for the most part, that's just the way that when you don't have a structure, the African-Americans don't think about the economic structure on legal. Not always the legal economic structure, we had to survive. And so, there's the situation.
Some of these families.
We're not trying to keep $5 million in a bank account. Fuck that.
Some of these families sacrifice a black sheep of their family. Let's take Tamir Rice. Why would a family, a parent, give the kid a fake gun that don't have an orange chip on it? To let people know that it is a toy.
Kind of a police officer would jump out of his car and shoot within 1.2 seconds.
Because the guns that he had was replicas. They weren't toys.
I'm sorry.
And the thing about that, too, it was the man across the street that was sitting on the bench waiting on the bus that looked over in the park and seen this man, this male with a gun. Now, he could have seen the orange tip from where he was if there was one. So why would parents give their kids a replica rather than getting them a toy? All toys have orange tips on them to let the police or anybody else know it's not a real weapon.
Not all toys have it, or he would have had one.
Yes, they do. All toys do.
Then what happened
BB
to
gun,
his
water gun?
Tip? What happened to his orange tip?
It was a replica.
A replica with an orange tip.
No, it was a replica. It wasn't a toy. Toys have orange tips, and they're made onto the piece. They won't come off.
Right, but what's the difference between that and a replica?
A replica looks like a real gun. It just don't operate. Is not operative.
Anyway, he's dead.
You guys, I'm going to sign off. If John, Don, and Bianchi want to continue, that's fine. I have spring break next week. I have ample time to do another show and do ample preparation.
Well, what's wrong with this show?
I just feel like, it's just like the abortion topic that, we didn't legally analyze why Trump is being brought with all these charges. Like, nobody has a legal perspective. They just have a political perspective.
No, all the charges are the same.
The charges are not the same. You have to define the federal charges from the state charges from the county charges. He's going to have charges up to yin-yang. And then they're going to have Georgia, and they're going to file charges on what we were just talking about, his call and some of the other antics that he pulled because he's falsely accused Georgia of, you know, Dominion's already suing him, the voting machine company. So, you know, he's already got all these charges. Now he has 34, and he's going to have who knows how many more when we're talking about.
Everybody, even Blomberg, what's his name? No, Cuomo said that those charges are ridiculous. You know they're talking about this Barnes, the DA. Did you know those talks is in no motion?
I think that, you know, like they're going about it through the back door saying that he things that he had on the books regarding political retainership, like for his campaign, it was money that was disguised for certain things like payouts to McDougal and Daniels. Those are straightforward, but I think 34 charges is too much to tackle because now he doesn't even have court till December, and people are going to lose interest in the next 8 months. You know, we're tired of these talking heads on TV who are just going to fan the flames for 8 months. So to his credit, you know, I do feel like he's being taken through the mill.
Well, bro, the thing is that the DA, he wants to take him down. His, you know, his wife's two Instagram pictures of a statement, get him any way you can with Trump's face on it. And some other stuff that went down with Brad. So, you know, this is a political stunt. Nobody denied it, Bianchi. So, you know, there's a real political bent coming to the court, and the court system is going to have to really take, you know, they're going to have to discern whether they're, like Bianchi said, whether they're taking up the law or where it's going, if this is just political there.
Well, here's the thing, too. Let's look at the Chicago mayor that they elect. Let's look at some of the things that he talked about. Are you guys up on him?
Yeah.
Mayor Daley was extremely corrupt.
He doesn't like
police. But that was years ago, man. We're talking about now.
No. That's Chicago. Chicago has a history. And you
I'll be right back, okay? They had a political machine there. They would buy people's votes. They would do political favors and handouts.
The police there are as there are in the country. They will take a bribe in a heartbeat to you know, and they will become hitmen for certain people. You know, they don't have a compunction about letting all this stuff go. So whatever mayor they're going to have is going to be somebody who has to deal with the doggone system, you know, that was put in with Richard Davis.
In three years, you had close to 12,000 blacks shot by other blacks. And
yes,
you had, let's see, 714, probably 1,500 killed. You know no white police officer shot nobody?
And you know what? Not until they shot people. They just
Of those numbers referred to you, they were not white police members. Why would they?
They just take their time
answering a call.
I don't even know who you've been talking with. A white police officer had not been prosecuted in 35 years. In Chicago before, what was that dude who was walking down the street and got shot?
Laquan McDonald.
I agree with you. McDonald, the police officer that shot him, I can't think of his name, he needs to be in prison.
Well, yeah, I think he is. I'm not sure.
But did you look at the video? Did you look at the video of Trayvon Martin hoax?
What about hoax? No.
Did you look at it, Susan?
Trayvon, yeah, he was walking down the street. He turned.
It's called the Trayvon Martin hoax. You had an investigative reporter that went back and found out a lot of this stuff was bogus, especially the lady that was doing the testimony, and she couldn't even write curses, and the mother had a letter that was supposed to have been signed by her. The woman can't write curses. And she herself said that it was, you know, these things were false. The attorney Crump said that they forced the woman basically to say what she testified, what she said. It was another lady. It wasn't that particular woman. Eunice, I think her name was.
I don't know about all that shit.
Well, look at the movie. Look at the video.
He did.
Well, look at the video. The prosecutor and the state need to be held accountable for that.
He's dead. All right. So all this about all we're talking about is that these black people are shot up by everybody. Everybody wants us dead, especially black men. So, you know, we just live our lives, live day by day, and make sure we pray to God that we're going to see the next day, next daylight. This is a war on black men. And
well, they got a war on themselves. It ain't nobody else. You know that black males only make up black males in the age of criminality.
You know there were spies in the Nazi party.
Yeah. Well, did you know that W.D. Du Bois was a communist?
It's the same general idea. Yeah.
Du Bois was a communist.
Du Bois was a communist, and there's a whole lot of people that were communists at that time.
Angela Davis is a communist.
They were just trying to find out what, I mean, that was a new thing. Communism, it's like cryptocurrency. It's new, so
they
everybody's
was against
going to jump
they
on
was, Du Bois was against American capitalism.
Well, I mean, he was among the he determined some of the policies of capitalism. So, you know, I mean, the things change. People change over time.
He can't change because he's dead.
Well, I mean, there you go. That's what I was talking about. They did. I live on the future.
Emmett Till. You remember Emmett Till?
I'm 20.
You remember Emmett Till?
I'm 20 years in the future. There's going to be 500,000 Emmett Tills, especially when we start getting our reparations. So
nobody talks about
–
nobody – did you ever hear the story about Louis Till?
No.
You know who Louis Till was? Louis Till was Emmett Till's father. Emmett Till's father beat his wife, and he went to court for it. And they was getting ready to send him up some heavy time, and they gave him an option to go to the military, which he took. They sent him over to Italy. He got over there. Him and another guy raped two white women, and I think they killed another one. So he was court-martialed. He was hung. So when that information got back to Alabama, people said, well, hell, maybe the son is acting out through his father.
Okay.
You didn't hear about that, did you?
No.
Look at the Louis Till. Louis Till.
Guess what, Bianchi? He dead.
That's critical race. That's critical race history, man.
No. That's excellent for people who are historians. Me, I have the capacity to understand.
That's black history, right?
I understand 20, 30 years in the future.
I see what
we have coming down the pike. You know, I'm looking at the stock markets and all the investment markets. I'm looking at, you know, making sure that we have a safe transition. And, you know, when minorities...
Silicon Valley Bank. Silicon Valley Bank. You had depositors whose deposits were not insured. And the Treasury Department is talking about bailing them out. But
there
the bank...
Did.
The bank engaged in discriminatory practices.
Always.
The bank would not give loans to anyone, company, other than if they was not engaged in something green. So if you went there and wanted to get a loan for a bakery where you bake bread using your gas stove, they wouldn't give you a loan. That's discrimination.
That's called ESG. And it's not necessarily discrimination.
It is discrimination.
It's not because
if I wanted to get, if I had
no,
money, if I wanted to get a loan from the bank and they wouldn't give it to me because they said that when I'm dealing
in. Tiarchy, keep quiet. You gotta understand it. These are that the reason that they didn't have enough deposits for one on the run, but that they weren't federally insured is because they were an investment bank. They were not a real a checking account bank. So essentially they invested in whatever they wanted. And
so you're
and
saying that they didn't have no checks? You're saying that their depositors couldn't write checks on their deposits?
Correct.
That's not true. That's not true.
Correct. Go for
that's
it.
That's not true.
You can look it up. You can look it up.
That's not true. That
but
don't make any sense. Why would you put money in the bank and you don't have access to it?
Not,
what are you guys talking about?
It was an investment bank. It wasn't.
We talking about how Silicon Valley Bank practiced discrimination, and then the government wanted to bail them out.
He's talking about discrimination with ESG. ESG, they discriminate because they won't let too many people in who don't subscribe to ESG, which is energy something and. Something.
Well, that's illegal. But that's discrimination.
It's not illegal. It's a
it
private,
is discrimination.
It's a private bank. It's a private bank. It's a private
But they subscribe to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
No, they. Yeah, but that was only for the first. That they really didn't. FDIC
they subscribe to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
They did
John,
not.
Help me out.
They did not. They had to ask for help. They had to ask for help.
They did not have to ask for help. People there, people who deposit money with
matter.
That bank, their
matter.
Money was
that's
their
right.
money was
that's
protected
right.
up to $250,000. Now I know that very well.
Right, right. Well, the bottom line is that SVB is dead. All right, so they're dead. Anyway, no, okay. The $250,000 was they had to ask for it, and they got it.
They didn't have to ask for it. Well, what you mean they had? What about the depositor when they deposit money?
What about them?
So you mean to tell them they got to ask for it?
If the bank is going bankrupt, yes.
Local
bank
banks rule. Only put your money in local banks.
The local
hey, all the black slaves, they
Jane,
dead.
You dumbass. Jane, you dumbass.
Black
ass.
Slaves
what?
Are
the
dead,
local,
right?
The local banks are the ones that got hit.
That's what
well, I think
the
New York
about.
One was bigger, Signature Bank.
That's
yeah,
what the
well,
whole
they,
thing
they,
was about, to get rid of the
hit.
Small bank.
Well, I feel safe with my money at National Bank of Commerce.
That's right. And that's National Bank of Commerce is feels good with your $10.25 too. But if you're talking about investment banks that are taking in, you know, like billions of dollars of $1 billion accounts are the minimum, then you don't have to worry about FDIC and all them other people, especially if you're going around making bad investments with their money. or this thing.
How are you gonna be making bad investments with their money? You qualify for the loan, and you apply the money that you got for the loan according to whatever your business plan is.
Right.
But the thing is that if Jane went there and wanted to open up a business baking bread, when the stoves use natural gas, they would say, no, you can't get the money. That's discrimination.
Right.
Everything else is perfectly fine.
That's not discrimination.
When blacks went to banks to get, well, wait a minute. So when blacks went to bank with damn near the same, with the same type of business plan that a white would have or a Chinese, they wouldn't get a loan.
Well, at an ESG, I cannot say yes or no because they're so new. They're new investment tools. And so
I don't care what they are. You still can't discriminate, man.
You can. If it's a private investment, they don't have checking accounts. Just look up the facts, please.
All right, let's put it like this.
We'll talk about it next week. I don't give a fuck.
Real quick, and I want you to think about this until next week. If I want to move in a house and I got gas stoves, I'm black, and a white man want to move in a house and he got electric stove, well, the renters say, well, tell me, we can't rent to you because you got gas stoves. But he rents to the white man because he's got electric stove. Is that not discrimination?
Yeah, that's discrimination.
No.
But, Silicon Valley Bank, if you, ask for a loan or the apartment and you had a gas stove, they would laugh you, they kick your ass and tell you to get the fuck out.
It was a bank that subscribes to startup businesses. Startup businesses were small.
You're too small. That, I mean, you have the startup business that's probably going to be $1 million, a minimum. $1 million at the low end is what they start at.
No, that's not true. They had some startup businesses that was borrowing as little as $50,000 and some even less than that. Not true.
They did have a few.
It was written up in the New York Times.
You believe everything you read. Okay, gotcha. Bottom line is that,
you can go on bar charts and look at their chart and you can see when all this stuff started happening.
The first thing you learn is
you can see how they was pumping things up to dump it. But
yes,
anyway, so much for that. What else is new out there? Any train derailments or any UFOs?
Yeah, they had another train derailment over in Tennessee last week. It's like six.
I can't comment on that. How about you, John?
It might have been Alabama. John's still alive. You still alive, John? I guess he's either lifting weights or making love. So that's either one.
Oh no, I was just I was just listening.
Can you comment
to
on the train?
Runaway train.
Yeah. Can you comment on the trains? I don't know much about this story.
I think it was Alabama.
I think they're going to have a lot more train derailments. It's actually pretty common, actually, from what I understand. But they're just, I think they use this for news just to break away as a diversion, you know, on a lot of this stuff.
Man, when you've got a whole city, when you've got a whole county that's completely ravaged with poisons, that's big news. I don't give a shit. And now you've got like three of them. Half the state is has a chemicals in the system. That's big news. That is big news.
It is, but the diversion though is again our banking system. We're going digital. and people are just ignorant of what's going to happen. They're going to lose control. You know, basically the government will own you, and they'll start using the social credit score like China. And, you know, so you have a couple trains, you know, that derail. That's fine. Maybe you have 50 people or 100 people or 10,000 people affected. We're talking about, you know, 329 million Americans are going to be affected by the control of this system. And when they devalue us 50% or 30%, you know, remember Nazi Germany, that happened because they had an economic collapse. And we're heading towards an economic collapse. It's been planned. They printed up a whole bunch of money, and now they've got what, Fed now? They've got FinTech, and these are digital systems that are coming into play. And no one's what they're concerned about is that Donald Trump got indicted. It's like we've got a bigger issue here we got to take care of or deal with. And
well,
it's
that's
just
what
sliding
I've
right by.
But that's what I'm afraid of with this digital age is the data collection. That's why I was down in the legislature today. You know, and as I said, I was speaking with all kinds of people about all kinds of different issues. But my issue is data collection, especially on children and the elderly. The children are the biggest segment that gets their data collected for the longest period of time. I was able to stop, me and my one of my partners was able to stop birth to death. And we just were able for students keep it to preschool to 25 years old. But, you know, these digital companies, all these school internet companies, they have all the student data, and it's sent everywhere. China has it all. So whatever happening, you know, I grew up in freedom of speech and right to privacy. That was my generation. That's what we fought for. That's what we fought for. Freedom of speech and the right to privacy. And for us to have to live in a world that is on the computer with every keystroke being taken and all your privacy is completely gone, that's what I'm talking about. It's completely foreign to me, and I'm sure a lot of people in my generation. So for anybody,
I have an announcement to make. Don, it's cream time, and it's my bathtub time.
I had my ice cream.
Just go outside and wallow in the snow.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be 58 degrees in 6 days, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you can take a bath outside.
It's going to be 70 here by Monday. But it's going to be one more rain.
I got something that we can discuss.
Okay, I'm going in the bathtub. Close up the show, y'all.
Wait a minute. Don't leave. You getting ready to go?
In a few minutes.
Chicago's new mayor-elect Brandon Johnson told a group organizing for a police-free future that black people should be removed from, quote, state-sponsored policing as a way to fight white supremacy. Now, this is what this candidate said. He's mayor now. And he goes on to say, and part of it is removing ourselves away from this, you know, state-sponsored policing, he said, but also the tools that have been placed against black folks that have been used violently, whether it's policing or administrating, guess this now, administrating standardized tests or around how white supremacy finds its way in every facet of our lives that we have to fight and resist it. He's talking, when he say our lives, he's only talking about blacks. He's not talking about whites. Also that he's supposed to represent. Get this.
All of these people are right, though.
Hold on, hang on. Listen to this. Johnson also defended looting.
You don't understand why the police was invented in the first place in America.
Why was police invented?
Stop.
That's not. Who invented it? Who was the first slave catchers?
some white people.
They were not. It was not no whites. It was Indians. Now, Johnson also defended looting during the Floyd riots, stating that what we're seeing, obviously, is an outbreak of incredible frustration and anger that's tied to a failed racist system, Wirepoint reports. Johnson was asked by WGN-TV interview at the time widespread looting was taking place. He said, do you worry about stores leaving Chicago and the county because they don't think it's safe? Johnson said, the companies have insurance and assurance. He also said, you can't take a certain level of urgency to protect capital and the wealthy and not have the same tendency to provide relief for families that have been devastated through structural racism for generations. So you got these candidates out here that's using the old buzzwords, racism, white supremacy, to get over on these, to bamboozle these voters.
What did I say early on in the show? A candidate.
Well, it's the opposite of what's going on in Florida.
It said the main thing for a candidate, any candidate, every candidate, is to get reelected. So if it's Chicago that he needs to address to his base and also try to see if he can reach a certain segment that will put him over the top, then he'll say that shit right now. And that we've been talking all so long, it may change over time because everybody and everything changes. Circumstances change. And if you're not malleable, you know, then you're left behind.
Now,
I think that
out.
Would be a good topic to research for next week.
Is one more thing. Hang on here real quick.
Is
real
he
quick.
Black?
Hold on,
is the
quick.
Mayor black?
Yes. Well, didn't you tell him what he said? Now, listen, Johnson
well,
also came
asking
in
the
debate.
Obvious.
Johnson also claimed in a debate that standardized tests have roots in eugenics to prove the inferiority of black people. Johnson also said just weeks ago he never said defund the police, despite stating during a debate that defunding police is not a slogan, it's an actual, real political goal. This man is crazy. That's a communist.
Well, Chicago has been in a battleground for years. People are fighting for their lives.
Exactly.
And black, the mortality rate of black people, either by police or other causes, is astronomically high.
Well,
so
who's
I had
doing
a kid,
it?
I had a kid in the class last week. Two of his uncles were in their early 40s. They were shot in Chicago. His best friend was shot in the head at age 9 on a playground. Like, it would be a hard place
to live for any black person. If that's the case, why come the NAACP don't put out a travel advisory warning and tell people to stay away from Chicago?
I would. As a matter of fact, that's a good idea. I think I will do that. All right.
The face of criminality in the United States is the face of a black male. And you have to admit that.
Yep. And that's
on
purpose.
There's different types
because
of crimes.
The
there's white collar crime.
Black male. Is that, that's
not
the
up here. There's just as many
black
natives and white people who break the law.
That's right.
We're talking about Chicago killings.
Okay.
It's understandable because the black man has been the target of killings ever since he was brought over on the boat. It doesn't matter who he's brought over. I know black people, they drove the boat.
You know the black men that came over on the boat, John, they done killing where they came from. That's why their ass was kicked out.
Right, and then the white men who were bringing over here, you know, a lot of them were slaves and prisoners themselves. You know, this
was it was
the,
either
the
that,
that
or
our
get killed. And you know what?
Right, but that's why you should let that shit go, Bianchi.
No, I don't have no problem with it. You know what, John? John, let me tell you this. If it was slavery to let me to be here where I am today and enjoying the type of life I'm enjoying for my family, I'm happy as hell it happened.
And you know what? That's why I fight to make sure that my people understand our situation. I'm privileged, but I'm not going to let my kids understand that they can run around like heathens, because there's the culture that's in power now is regressive. They're going back to their old roots. That's why they like to go camping and fishing.
Whose responsibility is that? That ain't Jane's responsibility. That ain't John's responsibility. I guess you can claim it if you want, but I ain't.
Yeah, no, I'm claiming it's my responsibility. That's why I bring my family up to be one of the most powerful families in Nevada.
And it can't be because of skin color, because Nigerians are just as black as anybody else, and they outdo everyone else. How in the hell did that go down? Okay, so what else is new out there? We just talked about this communist mayor that was elected in Chicago, and the only reason I say he's communist, just look at his verbal manifesto and the things that he stands for and how he used certain words. You know, the thing that's really that amazes me.
You know that Donald Trump was a Democrat, right?
It don't make no difference. The policies.
Okay, there you go.
Policies.
That's my question.
The policies.
All right, I'm getting ready to go to sleep. What did you say? He was a Democrat. I know, but his manifesto was Democratic long before he was a Republican. You're talking about manifestos. They change, Yaki. They change.
Well, let me ask
time.
You something. You know, Donald Trump has done some damn good things for blacks. He lent three black businessmen money to start their business, and when the business was successful and they came back to pay him off, he said, don't worry about it. That's just one. He was all right when Jesse Jackson was running for president, right? Didn't he fund Jesse Jackson?
But that's what I'm saying. He was a Democrat. You're not getting it. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I really appreciate the conversation. I will be able to see you guys next week.
Wait a minute. We got another 20 minutes, man. What are you going so early for?
No, I'm not. Oh, God. I've had a long day, a long weekend. I came from Vegas. I was down with one of my grandkids' first birthday. So we went down and had a great time, half the family. So,
no, that's great, man. That's happy. I mean, I'm really happy for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm really happy for you. But I'm really worried about Jane, because if we go through the financial calamity that they're talking about and coming off the dollar, she's going to have to be working four jobs.
Yeah, well, Jane's got her own mental issue. And, you know, the thing is that she's doing what she thinks is best, and that's why everybody's living the life that they're supposed to live. And I have no complaints. I have nothing to say bad about anybody, and, you know, that's the way of the world. That's the way God wanted it. So if she wants to work six jobs, she knows I'm behind her 100%. I'll watch her do those six jobs. I'll come to fucking Duluth and watch her do those six jobs. She knows I'll come. So it's no big deal.
Well, I have to go talk to a state legislator tomorrow, so I'm going to get up early.
What's it for?
The Convention of States, Article 5.
Okay, so somebody's going to, I mean, there's not going to be enough support right now. That's going to be something off in the future. They may be parallel bills.
Well, we're making pretty good progress. We got, I think we have 21 states. And we need another 13.
Yeah, well, just make sure that whoever's administering the changes is going to do it in the proper manner. It can't be a 6-3 Supreme Court or anything like that.
Matter of fact, I'm proposing, I think that there should be 50 judges on the Supreme Court, one from each state.
Well, you have to, you know, you have to have an uneven number unless you're going to give the vice president
come up with a way to break the tie.
Every single vote.
Did you know that of the laws that you live by, 96% are never voted on by Congress? Did you know that?
Nope. And that's the racist system that we live in, because
it ain't got nothing to do with racism. It has nothing to do with racism. You got bureaucrats.
Blacks only had 2% of a vote in that 4%. That is racist.
You got bureaucrats, bureaucracy that's been headed by blacks. But you got bureaucrats like the AFT, IRS. You got the EPA. They're making rules that you are living by, and Congress only votes on 4% of them. That needs to change. Every year, you have 5 rogue judges that amend the Constitution through this process called president. That's wrong. What did Madison say? I'm sorry, Alexander Hamilton say about the courts? He was pretty clear. Pretty clear. He says that the Supreme Court has no will and no force.
Right. Well, right now, that's sort of side stuff. That's out the window. Because he's dead.
No will, but no force. So that has to change. Anytime an agency makes a new rule, that rule should be voted on by Congress, not go into effect based on the head of the agency, based on their interpretation of the statute. I mean, think, man, think.
Black slaves are dead.
Federal government has no business owning land like they do. Alaska is getting. Joe Biden was bragging about he authorized drilling and exploration in Alaska, and that the federal government stand to make $11 billion off of it. Well, that's wrong. That money should go to Alaska. It's Alaska's land.
Exactly. Where'd you come up with that, Bianchi? I can't even believe that you're talking about
it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is that this, I mean, private property is, it should be limited.
It ain't got nothing to do with private property. It has to do with what the federal government is allowed to own.
Yeah,
one of
the
things they're allowed to own is own forts, like F Troop.
Yeah, well, when you give it, you know, indigenous their own land, when you give reparations to
they got their ass Chinese kicked. You don't go to war with somebody if you can't beat them. You got their ass kicked.
Yeah, but they got the reparations. They got the money. Good night. They got the, yeah, whatever. They got their money.
They kicked blacks out of their tribes, too. They kicked blacks out in 1979. They kicked them out in 1982.
Right, and that's possibly for the best. You know, the bottom line is that there are some things that we're forced upon. They're trying to rescind not Brown Board of Education, the other one, separate for the equal down there in Louisiana. I'm surprised you didn't say that. Trying to make it where separate but equal. And there's a reason, because we were talking about Uganda and their and people and culture. We're talking about that African Americans have been inculcated with these white ideas. That's why that test, they wanted to stop that testing, the Chicago mayor. You know, this is something that IQ is are based on what white people know. People don't, black people don't know what it is.
Why do Nigerians have no problem with it?
Because we're smarter, faster, bigger, and stronger. Black people in general.
Why is it that Nigerians have no problem with it? They black as what? Wesley Smith.
Black
because
people have
Nigerians.
Television.
Black people
go to school with white people. It's
right.
They can read. Come on, Don.
They listen to music. John, you know my argument. We weren't able to learn how to read until 60 years ago.
When you have a fool, I
learned in the first 5 years how to read, okay? As I was reading comic books when I was in second grade. Any kid can do it. You're not that dumb. Please.
But that, no, John.
Why come so many black kids can't read?
We don't want to. We don't want to. What is it?
Well, then why are you complaining about the fact that I don't want you to have black history when if you did have it, you can't read any goddamn way?
That's not for black people. We lived the history. All that information is for the white people. You're not getting it.
No. Whites don't need to know that. They ain't got enough to do.
Yes, they do. Oh, hell yeah.
No, they don't. If whites or anybody else need to know American history, not that pseudo stuff. That's American history.
Somebody told me a black man invented the steam engine. Oh, my God.
What can a black person not read? Can you read the sign? You pass a driving test. You mean they don't know how to read the driving test? How did they get the license?
Well, they do that with signs. Each sign has got a different shape.
You know, and half the driver's test, you have a sign in there, and it's like, all right, you learn about the signs. You got 33% of the test.
See, the thing is, they got the signs. But wait a minute. They got signs, but they got STOP on it, which to them means dope.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't give a shit what stop says. We don't stop. We never stop.
They can't read stop. They don't know what it means.
Exactly. But we don't want to know what it means. You know, the meek shall inherit the earth. That means that you've got a certain segment that has gone so far past the median point of being a human being that they just blow up. You know, all these people, all these families, all these money people that you admire and follow through and eat their asses, they're incestuous and genetically imbalanced and imperfect. For the most part, in the life, in all of their lineage, they're fucking their mothers and their fathers and their brothers and their sisters, and so these people are
just like this idiot, Mary Johnson of Chicago was saying that standardized tests have roots in eugenics to prove the inferiority of black people. That's some dumb ass shit.
Planned Parenthood is the worst thing that could have.
That is some dumbass stuff. Standardized tests have roots in eugenics. That man is crazy as hell.
No, he's right.
And he was a teacher. Wait a minute. He was a teacher in Chicago.
He's right. You got a third grade education. He's a teacher. Who's right? Yaki, you there?
So what you're saying is black people don't want to read, not they can't.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to learn. So that's a choice. So you choose to be stupid.
And we're not.
But you can read.
Not
you're
really,
not stupid.
And as long as
they
you
don't
want to
learn, they want reparations, man.
As long as you wait.
If you don't
want to
learn, then you don't. Then you just don't get it. No one forces
you
to be successful or to read
people,
or to be an athlete. You do it if you want to.
Right, but we don't.
That's America. It's choice.
As long as we pay, get paid our welfare and our COVID relief packages and everything else that we give, SNAP and free lunches, free dinners, free breakfast, these motherfuckers ain't gonna do it, but motherfucking things. So you know that's why incentivizing people is paramount, and that's why I want to do some of the things I do, because I want people to understand that the incentivizing is part of growing and part.
They
of
don't
success.
Know what the hell incentivizing mean, man.
What word? What was that? Say that
you gonna mess
that?
Around, and get ran out the goddamn room.
What did you say? I'm not sure what that word was. Incentivizing. What was that?
Incentivizing. They don't know what that means. You gonna lose three quarters of the room when you did that.
And synthesizing too. I can play synthesizer.
Yeah, right. You can't even say it either. That's funny. But
they don't know what no incentives are.
Incentivizing.
I'm out of the bathtub.
Yeah, I knew you'd be out before it restarted. I was ready to go about 10 minutes ago. It's Piyaki, man.
All right, we got but, what, 6 minutes?
So, I have a 10-second conclusion that America does not elect the best of the best for high offices.
That was 11.
The last authentic president we had was Jimmy Carter.
Oh,
amen.
My goodness.
Amen, Jimmy. She's right.
Oh, did he?
And
Jimmy
Carter
won the
world
president. Did he die yet? Did he die yet?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't died. I think
he just passed
away. He did win.
I don't think he did yet.
No, he's
okay.
In hospice.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll see you guys next week. We're hanging up. God bless
you
all.
Talk to
you
later.
Thank you for sticking with the show.
All right,
we're having a guest caller next week.
All right.
God bless you all.
And I'm bringing a plug.